of the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, November 27th, 2018. I am Richie Ferrall, and here are the headlines. Peapod founder Sophia Carrington addresses high poverty level among Dominica's indigenous Kalinagos. Documentary evidence of massive fraud allegedly surfaces in St. Kitts and Nevis Citizenship by Investment Program. And the U.S. space agency NASA lands its InSight robot on the surface of planet Mars to study its deep interior. The news is brought to you, compliments DigiCell. More details right after this.
Stay sizzling this Christmas with Digicel. Enjoy 1 gigabyte of free data every month for a year. All you have to do is buy a new Digicel smartphone and top up $20 or more the first week of each month, and it's yours. Season of giving, so head to a Digicel store today. When Digicel does Christmas, everything's hotter. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Here's what's making news. Speaking to Q95 News on 25th November 2018, CCM President Loftus-Durand gave an update on the organization's recent actions to persuade the government of Dominica and the country's Electoral Commission to implement much-needed electoral reforms. Durand said the Concerned Citizens Movement recently sent a letter explaining to the relevant authorities who oversee the validity of elections in the Caribbean region and outlining the fact that many of the strict recommendations which were made to the DLP administration for the past 3 election cycles by these groups have not been implemented. This letter was sent to the heads of CARICOM and the OECS, the Commonwealth Secretariat, the Secretary General of the Organization of American States.
Okay, so in terms of bringing the nation up to speed as to where we at the Concerned Citizen Movement as it pertains to our push, our forge ahead for free and fair elections in Dominica, I can report this afternoon that we have sent a letter to the heads of government of CARICOM and the OECS member states. We also copied that letter or sent a similar letter to the Commonwealth Secretariat. We also copied that letter as well to the Secretary General of the Organization of American States and the Commonwealth Secretariat. Why we send these letters to these organizations is because these are the organizations most times that the government of Dominica turns to basically rubber stamp the validity of their elections in Dominica. And so we are making these organizations aware of the fact that though they came here on 3 election cycles and made very strict recommendations to the government of the day, up till now as we speak, none, absolutely one of these recommendations has been taken on board.
President of the Concerned Citizens Movement, Loftus-Durand. Founder of the People's Party, Ms. Sophia Carrington, talked with Q95 News on Monday about the level of poverty now existing in Dominica.
It is unfortunate that there's no rhyme or rhythm to how a lot of things are getting done or from what, you know, the people in positions are saying to the reality on the ground. You know, you can't be saying, okay, you know, poverty is dropping when in fact it's increased over the years. You know, for one, I believe in being inclusive, and perhaps that's a Libra in me. But when you have a large portion of our population, especially when we look at our Kalinago population, we have the children and the youth, and we all know how our youth age goes up to the age of 35. We have 49.8% live in poverty. When we look at Dominica, the national average of poverty in Dominica, we are 39%. The Kalinago people are 10% above that.
Carrington specifically addressed the extremely high poverty level among Dominica's indigenous people, the Kalinagos, and their exclusion from lending due to financial regulations and other constraints.
Now, the problem with that now is also they have an interesting or unique challenge. And that is because they have difficulty, or rather they don't have access to credit. They don't have access to mortgages. And that is because of the banking regulations. Dominica's banking regulations excludes the Kalinago people. The Kalinago people, our people, from borrowing. No, that is all linked to the fact that the setup, you know, the actual structure of the cooperative land ownership. But I mean, my God, you tell me our people have no access to credit, and yet at the same time you're talking about getting them out of poverty? How do you plan on doing this? We cannot keep shooting ourselves in our foot. We need to be inclusive in Dominica if we are to see any form of meaningful success.
Founder of the People's Party of Dominica, Sophia Carrington. Dominica has imposed a temporary ban on food imported from Spain and Italy because of the invasion of fruit flies in the territory. Speaking to media recently, head of the plant and quarantine unit here in the Ministry of Agriculture, Nelson Laville, said, based on the fact that an outbreak of the fruit fly has been reported in Italy and Spain, this ban serves to protect Dominicans from goods imported from those countries.
Italy notified that they had an outbreak of a fruit fly, which is the oriental fruit fly, and this fruit fly is not present in Dominica, but this fruit fly also has 300 hosts, which includes citrus, avocados, bananas, and so forth. And because of that, they do not yet have it under control. So Italy and Spain have reported presence of this fruit fly. And so we are putting a temporary restriction on the importation of fruits from Italy and Spain.
Additionally, the country placed a temporary ban on romaine lettuce from Canada due to the findings of E. coli on romaine branded lettuce. Laville is encouraging all local retailers and vendors to remove romaine lettuce from their stands and shelves with immediate effect.
There's an outbreak of E. coli in parts of Canada and the US, and it was found on romaine lettuce. Now, a lot of our importers bring in romaine lettuce. So what we've done is actually put another restriction on the importation of romaine lettuce. We are not issuing any permits for romaine lettuce, and we are asking persons to stay away from romaine lettuce for now. And those that are already present, we are asking them to remove them from the shelves, destroy them. This is an action not only in Dominica, but some of the other regional partners have done that as well. Some of our colleague islands have done that as well. This is being done in the US, and so we have put a temporary ban.
Head of the plant and quarantine unit in the Ministry of Agriculture here, Nelson Laville. Meantime, CDC is advising that U.S. consumers should not eat any romaine lettuce, and retailers and restaurants should not serve or sell any until more is learned about the E. coli outbreak. This investigation is ongoing, and the advice will be updated as more information is available. Consumers who have any type of romaine lettuce in their home should not eat it and should throw it away, even if some of it was eaten and no one has gotten sick. This advisory states all types of romaine lettuce should be thrown, such as whole heads of romaine, hats of romaine, and bags and boxes of pre-cut lettuce and salad mixes that contain romaine, including baby romaine, spring mix, and Caesar salad. This is Q95 News. The Canadian-funded project improved access to justice in the Caribbean Impact Justice Project sponsored an advanced community mediation workshop at the regional headquarters building of the University of the West Indies Mona campus in Jamaica on November 15th to the 17th, 2018, under its alternative dispute resolution ADR component. The 24 participants comprised persons trained by Impact Justice in basic community mediation and had demonstrated an aptitude and interest in being trained at the more advanced level. The diverse group of participants came from 7 Caribbean countries, namely Antigua and Barbuda, Barbados, Dominica, Grenada, Guyana, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and St. Kitts and Nevis, and included academics, attorneys at law, clergymen, police officers, probation officers, and social workers. Topics covered during the 3-day workshop included gender and diversity issues, techniques in the settlement of family and property disputes, fees and pro bono services, and the establishment of community mediation communities or committees and service points. Participants engaged in role plays with fact patterns mirroring many of the issues they would face in practice. Since 2015, Impact Justice has trained 599 persons, that is 370 females and 229 males from across 10 CARICOM member states in basic mediation, and has already assisted with the establishment of interim mediation committees in Dominica and Grenada. As the project moves forward, it is hoped that those trained will be pivotal in the establishment of community mediation service points and networks in their respective countries. The project's model, CARICOM Community Mediation Bill, provides a template for CARICOM countries seeking to develop community mediation frameworks in order to improve their citizens' access to justice and reduce court backlogs. Allegations of fraud in the Citizenship by Investment program by St. Kitts and Nevis have followed revelations supported by documentary evidence that agents in Dubai are selling passports substantially below government sanctioned rates. Caribbean News Now says it is in possession of a copy of a letter sent by the Citizenship by Investment Unit, CIU, of St. Kitts and Nevis to a local authorized agent. The letter reportedly states or begins with, "The application via real estate option in a named development for a specified individual has been approved in principle for Citizenship by Investment Services." This is Q95 News. U.S. space agency NASA has landed a new robot on Mars after a dramatic 7-minute plunge to the surface of the red planet. The InSight probe aims to study the deep interior of Mars and make it the only planet apart from Earth that has been examined in such a way. The touchdown confirmation came through shortly after 7:50. It ended an anxious 7 minutes in which the robot radioed home updates on its descent. NASA's mission control in California erupted with delight when it became clear that InSight was safe on the ground. The probe landed safely on a flat plain known as Elysium Planitia, close to the red planet's equator. That's the morning news. First, a recap of our headlines. Pequot founder Sophia Carrington addresses high poverty level among Dominica's indigenous Kalinagos. Documentary evidence of massive fraud allegedly surfaces in St. Kitts and Nevis Citizenship by Investment Program, CIU, and U.S. space agency NASA lands its InSight robot on the surface of planet Mars to study its deep interior. The news was brought to you, compliments DigiCell.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.